Thank you, Mr. President. Indonesia believes that the realization of the Anti-Personnel Mainland Convention objectives depend on the collective effort of the State Party to implement their commitment. Indonesia therefore joins others in reiterating our pledge to the full and effective implementation of the convention, as well as the Oslo Action Plan adopted by the Fourth Review Conference. The last review conference in 2019 has helped us in tracking both the progress and the remaining challenges in pursuit of the convention goals. While we welcome the continued increased number of the state parties, at the moment there are more than 30 states who are still not part of the convention. Mr. President, even one state outside the convention is still too many for us to be able to achieve the ultimate goal of eliminating the anti-personnel mines worldwide. In this context, we will commend your personal effort to reach out to the non-state party to join the convention. Universalization should remain our priority. Thus, effort to promote more ratification and strengthen the convention norm must continue. Mr. President, Indonesia has played an active role in various meetings under the convention framework, national implementation demining, as well as in promoting universalization of the convention in our own region. On this context, Indonesia wishes to underline the importance of regional initiative in streamlining the objective of the convention. The ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center, or ARMAC, is a clear example of such regional initiative. ARMAC serves as center of excellence to assist any ASEAN member state in research, knowledge, handling, and raising awareness on the effect of explosive remnant of war, including landmines. To conclude, Indonesia stands ready to engage actively in supporting the implementation of priority set forth by the Oslo Action Plan, particularly the urgency to universalize the convention. I thank you.